Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In this and the next few lessons, I would like us to consider the various ways of expressing the notion concession.
And what is concession?
It simply means showing preparedness to accept that another person's point of view also has some merit.
You mean you grant that he is not altogether wrong?
Precisely. You've hit the nail on the head.
Then we can use the word grant.
Brilliant. It's one of the commonest ways of expressing the idea of concession. For example,
I grant that he is not careless.
Good. I grant that he's not careless, although the point may not be completely valid.
It seems from what you're saying that the verb concede is one.
Yes.
It is a matter of common sense, isn't it? And we should all have thought of concede first, since it is related to concession.
Brilliant students. For example,
I concede that he is poor, but he is certainly not dishonest.
I grant that he is poor. He is not dishonest.
I would like to suggest a related word, which is also used to express the same notion.
You probably have in mind granted.
Granted is the word. As in?
Granted that he cannot speak or write clearly, he is one of our best geologists.
And this means, of course,
I grant that he cannot speak or write clearly, but he is one of our best geologists.
Note the expressions so far. Grant, granted, concede. Some of the principal ways of expressing concession. Now, let's hear another sentence containing granted.
Granted that you were in a difficult situation, there is very little justification for spending the money without recording what you used it for.
That is, I grant that you were in a difficult situation, but that does not justify your not recording what you used the money for. A very common word we use in expressing concession is although. Indeed, we can rephrase some of our earlier sentences using the word although.
Although you were in a difficult situation, there is very little justification for spending the money without recording what you used it for.
This expresses the same idea as Kofi's earlier sentence, beginning with granted that.
Although he cannot speak or write clearly, he is one of our best geologists.
Although he cannot speak or write clearly, he is one of our best geologists. Granted that he cannot speak or write clearly, he is one of our best geologists. I concede that he cannot read or write or speak clearly, he's one of our best geologists. This is an appropriate point, listeners, to introduce the word nevertheless.
Nevertheless?
Yes, nevertheless is often used to link a sentence containing although. For example,
although he cannot read or write clearly, nevertheless he is an excellent geologist.
Although he cannot read or write clearly, nevertheless, he's an excellent geologist. Another word for nevertheless is nonetheless.
Nonetheless.
Yes, nonetheless is one word. In writing, we often separate the three parts with hyphens.
Although he cannot read or write, nonetheless, he is an excellent geologist.
Both nevertheless and nonetheless can be shifted to the end of the second part of the sentence. As in,
although he cannot speak or write clearly, he is an excellent geologist nonetheless.
Although he cannot speak or write clearly, he is an excellent geologist nevertheless.
The usual rule is that after although, the linking word is nonetheless or nevertheless, and not but. often in conversation, the words nonetheless and nevertheless occur alone without although. Now listen to this short dialogue.
You're still moody.
Well, I'm not happy about the way you handled the situation.
The accident, you mean?
What else? You should have reported to the police at the earliest opportunity.
But Adjo, I have explained. I was confused and frightened. How much should it take you to understand?
Nonetheless.
Nonetheless was Adjo's final comment. The use of nonetheless alone as a comment always implies a concession. It presupposes earlier occurrence of although.
Adjo, but I have explained I was confused and frightened.
Yes, although you were confused and frightened, as you say, nonetheless you should have done something. You should have reported to the police.
The auxiliary verb may is also used to express concession. Here's an example.
He may be a simple blacksmith, but he is interested in world affairs and discusses them.
He may be a simple blacksmith, but he's interested in world affairs and discusses them. I grant that he's perhaps an ordinary blacksmith. He shows interest in world affairs. May is used here to express concession. We're going to listen to a dialogue in which the various expressions of concession are used.
I'll have to leave you presently, Adjo, but could you brief me about the meeting tomorrow? What plans have you made?
All is set.
Sure. Have you requested Mr. Senaya to come?
No. Is it crucial?
He's the best structural engineer in town, you know.
I grant you that. He may be a good engineer, but he lacks charisma. He can't put a point across forcefully and convincingly.
Although he is not a good public debater, he's got the best brain amongst the engineers here. Which would you choose for purposes of our meeting tomorrow? A sharp mind or rhetoric?
Although we need the expertise of Mr. Senaya, our aim tomorrow is to be persuasive. Those financiers are not going to give money for nothing.
I'm afraid you've got your priorities wrong. We need persuasive speakers tomorrow. I concede that. And I believe you can play that role, although you are too modest to admit that. But who's going to explain the technical points to our financiers?
Well, Mr. Senaya may be the best structural engineer. I don't think he's likely to be very useful tomorrow.
Well, I'm not sure.
Now let's look at some of these sentences. When Kofi says,
he's the best structural engineer in town,
Adjo replies,
I grant you that.
I grant you that. I grant that he's the best structural engineer in town. This is one of the ways of making a concession in English. It's almost equivalent to although. Although he's the best structural engineer in town, something else has to be considered. And then she says,
he may be a good engineer, but he lacks charisma.
Thank you both. Listeners, that's all there's time for. Have a good day, and goodbye.